Shailene Woodley, "We need to fucking get a good person to replace Trump." By Hannah Blow on September 22, 2019. Actress Shailene Woodley confessed that she will forever be an "I love Bernie" person despite not endorsing a Democrat candidate yet. The Divergent star also said the U.S. needs to fucking get a good person in office to replace President Donald Trump, according to her interview with the Daily Beast published Saturday. The Big Little Lies star, a longtime supporter of socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, told the outlet that she is still feeling the burn, even though she has yet to endorse a specific Democrat candidate. "I mean, yeah," Woodley said when asked if she was still a supporter of Senator Sanders. "Look, I'm not going to get behind any particular candidate right now. It's just too early, but where Bernie lies, and his values and his standards and his policies, I'm very much in alignment with. At the end of the day, we just need to fucking get a good person in office," she continued. "So, I'm putting a lot of my energy towards Bernie Sanders' campaign. Not so much for Bernie Sanders at this moment, but for politics in general. And just trying to get people passionate and excited for the 2020 election." She added that she will forever be an "I love Bernie" person because of what Sanders has done for our country and our world, although she did not cite any specific accomplishments. The actress did note, however, Sanders' attempts to switch the GPS of the Democratic Party. "He put in new coordinates," she observed. Woodley also talked about voter suppression, arguing that several polling stations on Election Day are not accessible to all communities. "It's very real that for marginalized communities, polling locations are very inaccessible. So for me, the empowerment and the encouragement and the mobilization comes from a place of community," she explained. Woodley added that she has noticed a spark in a revolution of self-identity and self-identification and true self-worth in women this year, which is really what we need because that's where true equality will come into play. This certainly is not the first time the left-wing actress has expressed her political leanings. She made waves in 2016 after protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline, leading to an arrest. She actively stumped for Sanders that same year.